Welcome to Dr. Red Says. Our show is all about taking charge of your mental, physical, and spiritual health. We'll answer your questions about the various healing modalities. And most of all, we're going to have some fun. Now, here's your host, Dr. Red.
Good afternoon, America. How are all you guys? It's been kind of crazy around here. It's San Diego and it's rained a couple of times, so we're just like off our rockers. And don't know what we're doing. So I don't know where I'll have to ask when I after I've introduced our guest where she's from, because I read the book, we've talked, but I didn't ask where are you from. So let me tell you a little bit about my guest. You know, this show is about alternative health, and I hate the word alternative because sometimes I think our way's better. Mm-hmm. But Dr. Lisa Lauder is a PhD and an HMD, and I'm guessing, is that a doctor of holistic medicine?
No, homeopathic medical doctor.
Ah, homeopathic, okay. An expert in nutrition, homeopathy, energy medicine, and a special interest in regenerative medicine and women's health, which is everything I'm interested in. Okay, all you veterans who are not female, sorry about that. But we don't get as much play as you do. So these are all the things that I've been so interested in all my life, and particularly since my brain tumor left me blind, half paralyzed, and with a death sentence. And wow. So I am a testament to everything I have read in this book. But she wrote a really great book, and it's called The Miracle of Regenerative Medicine. So, Dr. Lauder, first of all, where are you?
I'm in Oxnard, California.
Oh, okay. So you know Californians in the rain.
Do I what?
Know the Californians when it rains. You know, we go bonkers.
Right. Yeah. Are you in San Diego?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It almost never rains in San Diego. So my son has been out here twice and from Maryland, and both times he brought rainstorms.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know what to make of that.
We had rain, actually, a couple of really heavy rains last week, so it wasn't bad, you know, supposedly replenishing our drought levels, but
yeah,
we'll see.
We could use it. We could definitely use it.
I know.
Well,
I know.
First, I have to ask you, we may have to explain later what homeopathy is, but how did you get into that? How did you get interested in homeopathy?
You know, I was living in Santa Monica at the time, and there was a homeopathic pharmacy. It's the oldest homeopathic pharmacy in the nation in Santa Monica, and
wow.
They offered a class, and I had no idea. In fact, I had a misapprehension of what homeopathy really was. I thought it was, well, you know, you have a headache and you take this pill, and what I did was I used to go to class. And then I got so interested in it that I decided to pursue it. And I found that besides nutrition, which I had been practicing for many years, I felt like people needed some kind of medicine, but not a medicine that had side effects. And I found homeopathy, which is one of the energy medicines that I have been using for 30 years, to be really efficacious.
Oh, that is so good, because I was on so many medicines after the brain tumor, and they just were murder. I gained 150 pounds. I had to lose that. They caused all kinds of side effects. So finally, I just said, no, enough. And so that's why I am into all the things I'm in, because if I'd listened, bless their hearts, to the mechanical doctors, the MDs, I would be dead.
So they have to take out the tumor? Or
They did. Glioma. So glioblastomas are just always killers, and
right.
So this is in 1980. They said you're going to die, and I said no, thank you. So I went on a plan to ask God first, educate myself, and me second, and then I'd rely on the doctors third.
Good.
And that's worked out pretty well, and that's why I like this book. I got to tell you guys, The Miracle of Regenerative Medicine. Go to Amazon or go wherever you can go. This book is like the Bible for your life. There's everything on earth in here that you will ever need to live a healthy life, because 90% of it I already do, but there was some stuff in there I hadn't even heard of. And it's just so positive and so reassuring that you can have a good, healthy life, even if they're trying to poison you with contrails in the air and EMFs coming out of your appliances and deadly medicines. No, you can actually live a nice, healthy life. Wow.
Right, but you have to be proactive.
Yeah, that's it.
You have to stop shopping in supermarkets and start going to farmers markets, number one.
You've
got to start exercising and finding something you'd like to do.
I hate the exercise one, but I can walk.
Everybody, that's exercise.
Yeah, we can walk.
That's great exercise.
That's about it. I mean, the rest of the stuff, but no, I do love growing most of my fruits and vegetables, and I love making cooking for myself.
Yes,
instead of fast food. It's good for you.
Yeah, home cooking.
And I have to say, I was supposed to have died in 1988. I'm 70 now, and most people don't think I look 70. That's nice of them.
Wow.
But I'm having a good time. I got back most of my faculties. No chemo, no radiation.
You did have radiation or didn't?
No chemo, no radiation.
Good for you. Yeah.
So that's why I like this book, because you're telling people what to do instead of falling into that trap and taking 15 pills a day or being radiated. So you mentioned a paradigm shift, and I don't know if everybody knows what a paradigm shift is. So what is that?
Okay, I think that we're entering a change in the way people are approaching health and medicine, and that is the old ways are slowly dying, and out of the ashes, actually, there's new growth. And people are starting to look at alternative. They're starting to say, well, you know, my doctor really doesn't know too much about nutrition. Maybe I should try nutrition, just like very much like your experience. People are starting to take more responsibility for their health. They're realizing that the body has a tremendous regenerative capacity, because if the body couldn't heal, nothing would ever get better. And your body's ability to heal is greater than anyone has ever led you to believe. I think people are getting into spiritual programs and or religious programs, praying, meditating. And I think also with the exposure to a lot of Chinese philosophy and culture, we're getting much more into acupuncture. And they're even teaching medical doctors acupuncture at UCLA. I myself have been studying Qigong, which is a Chinese kind of moving meditation. In fact, there are interesting videos on YouTube of people being cured with Qigong, chanting and channeling energy.
That is so cool.
Yeah, there was a fabulous one that you can see by Jeff Braden, and they show a picture of a woman who is lying on a table, and they have the ultrasound showing a big tumor in her bladder, and there are all these people who are surrounding her, and they're chanting Qigong Chinese chants, and the little by little you see the picture in the ultrasound changing until the tumor is finally totally gone.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it's important to know that in China, besides having acupuncturists in the hospital, they also have Qigong practitioners who can channel energy or ki or qi or prana into you and help with healing.
That is so cool. I know when my husband, he's retired Navy now, but when we were living all over the Pacific Rim, I would go to the hospitals in Indonesia and Thailand, and they do have a whole department of acupuncture, and you know, and I'm going, wow, they don't even think it's real in the States, you know?
That's sad. I know. They say prove it. And, you know, and when they say prove it, it means that they're trying to measure it against Western standards of a double-blind placebo study. You can't, it doesn't respond to that. Just like homeopathy, it doesn't really respond to that kind of medical proving. I think people are starting to realize that a holistic lifestyle, eating whole foods, you know, the prevalence of farmers markets all over the place. California, of course, is leading the nation in this whole paradigm shift. We're far more advanced. I just came back from Florida, and I have to say they're like about 10 years behind California.
Yeah, but you know what they say. They call us the land of the fruits and the nuts, and I'm not sure if they're talking about our groceries.
And fruits and nuts are really healthy.
They are, yeah.
Yeah, I noticed a big difference. And the way I can describe it is in California, everybody's working on themselves, if not physically, spiritually. You know, we're exercising, we're taking yoga. Every street corner has a yoga studio. There's farmers markets 5 days a week here where I shop. And you can buy all organic produce, organic meats. And yet, in Florida, everybody's playing. They're playing golf, they're playing tennis, they're playing cards. So it's a whole different mentality, which made me really grateful to be living in California because I'm originally from New York.
Yeah, I thought I had an accent there.
Yeah.
You know, but just
I've been
a
here
bit.
45 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I tried to have an accent. I'm from Texas, but the only time it comes out is when I'm tired because with my husband being everywhere, I've learned 8 languages and forgotten 7 of them. And it kind of kills the accent, but everybody thinks that I talk so freaking fast, I must be from New York. And I'm going, no, Texas. They don't believe me. But I'm so happy that you brought this stuff up right now because, for one thing, there's a big ruckus going on with my veterans and PTSD and Agent Orange claims. And it's bad enough that they got Agent Orange in Vietnam. It's in pesticides. It's in genetically modified stuff that you buy. It's everywhere. You have to trust, if you didn't grow it yourself, you have to know who did.
Right. I have a friend who lives in Humboldt County, which is like the marijuana growing place of California, and they treated the marijuana crops with Agent Orange, and of course with the wind shifting, she got exposed, so she has breast cancer and diabetes, and she attributes it to the Agent Orange.
I would believe that. I use hot boiling vinegar water with salt in it on my weeds.
Good.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but it doesn't hurt anybody.
It works.
Yeah.
That's all that counts.
I don't want to poison a cat or something. You know, we do.
Right, exactly.
Cats running around out back. We do have just a minute till break. And so when we come back, we are going to be talking about energy medicine. Because I don't know, this is California, but this is an international show. So those of you who don't know what energy medicine is, I think it is the medicine of the future, and so Dr. Lotto is going to talk about that. Lotto, or I'm sorry, Badmouth, is going to talk about what energy medicine is when we come back.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
How are you doing in your life? Do you control your life, or does it control you? In our hectic, overconnected world, do you spend too much time feeling tired and wired? Tune in to Master Your Life with hosts Leah Mattinson and Dr. Howard Rankin for inspiration, insight, and intelligence on how to gain control of yourself and your life. Along with some inspirational and knowledgeable guests, Leah and Howard will give you the tools needed to help you on your journey. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, and we are having just the best time with Dr. Lisa Lotor. She is my angel of energy medicine. And so there's a chapter in the book. Every chapter is so exciting, I can't tell you. But there's a chapter in the book about energy medicine, and it explains it a little bit. But why don't you tell us what is energy medicine?
All right. Essentially, what energy medicine is, and of course, it's not a new concept. It's actually about 4,000 years old, and
wow.
It originated in China. And what the premise behind energy medicine is, the body's not like your car, where something is wrong, you take out the broken part, and you put in a new part. Your body is dynamic and is constantly regenerating, renewing, and basically healing itself, which cars don't do. Sometimes we wish they would.
Yeah.
In 4,000 years ago, the Chinese intuited, and I just found out recently how they did this, they intuited that there are invisible highways, freeways, or channels of energy that run throughout the body. And if you've ever seen it,
how did they know that?
Well, this is interesting. I never knew this myself, but they were very highly evolved and spiritual people, like you've heard about India, people meditate and so on. Sages in China who would meditate could actually see the energy meridians in the body and the energy points because they would light up.
Wow.
Yeah, we're really agents of light. And very spiritually advanced energy healers can actually see that even today in China. So they realized that, and then they started to treat people because they realized that what sickness is, both physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, are blocks along this invisible highway. Just like when you're driving on the freeway and a car is stalled in the middle of the freeway, the rest of the cars can't flow. So once they eliminated that block, once they towed out that stalled car, health can resume and vitality will be restored to the body.
Okay.
I have been using acupuncture myself. I don't use it. I don't practice it, but when I have something wrong with me, I go to an acupuncturist because Western medicine really can't do anything for the function of the body. In other words, if you go to a doctor and you have something wrong, they may operate, they may prescribe a pill to ameliorate the pain. But what if something's not functioning right? Let's say your blood is not flowing the way it should be. Let's say you're really constipated, nothing you do really helps you. So what they do is they stimulate the appropriate meridian with needles. And restore
you to
health.
Yeah, I have tried that. It's you guys, it's painless. I swear it's painless because I don't like needles. But
it doesn't hurt at all. It doesn't hurt at all. In fact, I fall asleep.
I did too.
I really do. I sleep because it hardly penetrates. It's like, I don't know how many milliliters or millimeters below the skin. So it doesn't really hurt at all if you have
and
a good practitioner.
They're very tiny. They're very tiny needles.
It's very thin.
Very thin.
And they even have baby needles. They use it for babies, too, in China.
Wow.
I mean, this is a phenomenal thing.
Wow.
And so there are, in my chapter on energy medicine, I talk about homeopathy as well. And homeopathy is also an energy medicine. And that was developed in the 1930s by a German man named Samuel Hahnemann, who discovered that if you take a material dose of something, let's say arsenic, where everybody knows arsenic is a poison and can make you throw up and have terrible diarrhea. And if you dilute it tremendously, I mean like 1,000 times until there's no material dose left, and succuss it, which means shake it, you release a molecular kind of energy which actually then causes the opposite. For example, if arsenic can cause you diarrhea and vomiting, if you have diarrhea and vomiting, you would take homeopathic arsenic.
Wow.
In other words, the opposite, like cures like. It's the opposite. It becomes the opposite of what it is in a material dose.
Now, that is interesting.
And it's fascinating. Fascinating. I've been using it personally and in my practice for 30 years. It's the most phenomenal thing. They have all kinds of over-the-counter remedies. You can buy them in the health food store, you know, for colicky children, for earaches, for headaches, and so on. And then the sublime part of homeopathy, which I really love, is very high potencies, and it addresses the mental, emotional, spiritual problems that people have.
Huh.
And that's the part that I really love, because really medical practice doesn't really address those things. Like, you know, adverse childhood incidences that people carry with them their whole life, or grief that goes on for years and years and years.
Yeah, those were some interesting stories.
Excuse me?
You had some good stories in there. I mean, if you're going to introduce somebody to something new, you had some really great stories to explain.
Oh, thank you. I remember I had a woman, and this isn't in my book, but I had a woman when I was lecturing to promote my first book, and she told me she'll never get over the death of her husband. Her husband died like 20 years ago, and I'm saying to myself, well, you don't really know about homeopathy. You should really explore it. And a lot of people aren't open, you know, they're very closed-minded and closed down, and they don't want to look at new things.
Well, and so that's you mentioned in there... There's so many chapters with so many different things, so we're kind of jumping around the book. But you did mention, because I do hypnosis and NLP and EFT, and words have energy and thoughts have energy. And if she said, I'll never get over this, she probably
right.
never will.
Right. You're setting yourself up.
Yeah, that's hard.
I know.
So I'm kind of like Mr. Spock. I'm half human and half Vulcan. And so my computer side says if you program yourself for something, that's what you're going to get.
Absolutely.
And then my spiritual side says, why would you even say that? I mean,
that's right.
Why would? Yeah. So this you mentioned some other things in there. There are so many different alternatives. In the world, how many did you? I didn't make a list of the number of them, but the homeopathy, I think. Did you mention EFT? Mentioned
Buckflower remedies. I use that a lot.
Buckflowers, hyperbaric oxygen. That is hot right now.
Right. It's expensive unless you qualify for one of the conditions, the limited conditions that they prescribe it for. But post-traumatic stress. Fabulous for hyperbaric oxygen. It's kind of a little scary. I actually went to check out a chamber. It's really big, and you lie down in it, or you could sit, and it's quite expensive, like $165 a session, and they recommend like 3 sessions a week for weeks and weeks, depending upon what you have. It's great for healing diabetic foot ulcers and preventing amputations. Unbelievable.
It's amazing. It heals almost everything, including a splinter. It's totally amazing. And the thing that bothers me about it is that there are, in San Diego alone, 10 hyperbaric centers.
Wow.
And they're not being fully utilized. And so we do have these veterans with PTSD that need the help.
Right.
So
right.
I need to get more word out on that.
Right. I'm not sure if it's covered through insurance right now. For that, but I know Michelle Obama was trying to get it covered through, particularly addressing the veterans' post-traumatic stress disorders. It's a wonderful modality.
I didn't know she had anything to do with that. The interesting thing, because I'm going to introduce this on the last segment, is my plan for Merry Military Month,
uh-huh.
And we were looking for a month to do this, and as it turns out. President Obama, and politics aside, I won't say whether I love him or I don't love him, but he did sign a thing in 2016 called Veterans Care Month, Warrior Care Month, Warrior Care Month. Nobody knows. Even my guys at the VA, because I'm on an advisory committee at the VA hospital, they
wow.
didn't even know. So
wow.
he did it, and nobody knows.
Hmm.
So that's kind of sad. So that we're going to take care of that. A couple of the other ones that I was just fascinated about, printing an organ and then planting
3D
it in your body.
3D printing.
That, That is cool.
Well, you know, people are dying now on the transplant list. My sister-in-law died when she waited for a new liver, hepatitis. And when they finally got one and they opened her up, they found out her pancreas was totally destroyed. They closed her up and she died. So, the waiting time for organs and also the black market in organs is phenomenal. And so 3D printing using a matrix that they build on, you know, like a shape, and using your own stem cells, this is going to be the wave of the future. And I wrote this book because I wanted to give people hope and show them that even though there might not be a cure at this moment, things are coming down the line. They're starting to rebuild teeth. Using 3D imaging and also stem cells. And creating teeth instead of having the implants that they have now, which is titanium, and a lot of people reject
it. I actually have one. I finally made it to 70 and needed an artificial tooth. That's terrible.
And it didn't bother you, because I know so many people who had it taken out for infections and pain. And
yeah, it's okay, but I would have rather done something else. The other thing that this whole stem cell thing, wow. What you could do with stem cells.
Well, if you want to really be blown away, take a look at my Facebook page called Miracle of Regenerative Medicine. One word, Miracle of Regenerative Medicine. And I have all the stem cell things on there. It's really amazing. In fact, I just posted one on there this morning about how knee replacement is really going to be passé when you can actually use stem cells to rebuild the cartilage in your knees. And I know people who have done that personally. And hips.
Oh, that's
now,
so great.
The objection is right now it's expensive using autogenous or own stem cells. But in the future, and if you use, I know a guy in my gym who had a really bad ankle break and it was not healing. He had stem cells from an umbilical cord, not his own, because it's too expensive. The whole process of extracting it from the bone marrow and spinning it down and so on is a very expensive procedure, like $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. People are going overseas to do it. But there are other sources that are working now. And then they're taking fat from your own, they're taking stem cells from your own fat rather than from bone marrow. So there's a lot of options that are coming down the line. And there's a woman who lives where I live who had a total knee replacement, and she's still not well. This is going almost a year. She's limping. She's in pain. She said it was the worst pain she ever had in her life.
Well, when we come back, let's talk about a little bit of what is the biggest delusion people have about medical care, like your doctor's going to cure you. Yeah, right. So we'll be right back and discuss that.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Have you left the cage that held you back but find yourself in the wild of your life wondering, what do I do now? I'm Dr. Lisa Cooney, and today I'm going to give you the tools to answer that question. Regardless of the issue, your choices of the past no longer need to haunt you. You have the power to change that and to create from a space of fun and ease. How different can your life be? Find out. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, y'all. I hope you have a pencil and paper so you can take down the name of this book, The Miracle of Regenerative Medicine. And we are speaking with the most knowledgeable person I have talked to in a long time on every kind of treatment you could possibly have and get better. So, Dr. Elisa, I have to ask you, what people go into the doctor and they think he's going to give me a pill and he's going to make me better. And sometimes he doesn't, he cares, but no, they really don't. So what is the, is that the biggest problem that people have with medical care, just that they think that?
Well, I think the biggest problem that people have in medical care, and this goes back to the concept of a new paradigm in healing, is that they expect their doctors to take care of them.
They don't have time. They don't have time, and they don't know you. I mean,
no.
UCSD down here, the University of California at San Diego, their medical system is so exact that I was seeing an orthopedist for my foot, and I tripped and twisted my knee as well. And they said, oh, sorry, you can't see him because that's the foot doctor, and they have a left foot doctor and a right foot doctor. I mean, they're insane. They don't have time for you.
Well, the issue is, number one is, most doctors have actually gone into medicine because they really do care about people. And they went to school 20 years ago. And, of course, since that time, things have changed and people, their knowledge has really increased. But your doctor may not have availed himself of this new knowledge. So it's not a matter of an indictment against doctors. The doctors are doing the best they can, but unfortunately, most of their education comes from the drug companies. And they're really trained in a different way. They're trained basically to amelioration or symptom management rather than actually curing. So
they can be causing more trouble because the side effects of some drugs are worse than the drug was. I mean, than what it was fixing.
Absolutely. And so, you can't really blame your doctor or yell at your doctor. Like my friend has Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and she started yelling at her endocrinologist, shouldn't you be putting me on some kind of anti-inflammatory? Because it's an inflammatory condition. And everything has changed. I mean, when I started my nutritional practice years ago, people had like acute problems. Today, half of Americans have multiple chronic diseases and are taking what we call polypharmacy, a lot of drugs, and children as well. I mean, when I was growing up, I never heard. Have you ever heard of children with cancer and all the birth?
Not so much. And coming up through my education for a while, I was a school nurse, and I had all these kids coming into my office getting Ritalin and all these things for ADHD and stuff, and I'm going, this is not good. First of all, how do they know? It might just be a kid with lots of energy.
Right.
And second, why would you take a six-year-old and put him on that kind of drug?
Exactly.
It's horrible. So if we could talk about shifting, if we could shift from taking pills to taking nutritional supplements, because our farmland's not so hot these days. If we could just make that one shift and take the right vitamins and supplements, would it work?
I think a huge stride could be if everybody stopped using sugar, like soft drinks, the fast food sugar, like the desserts and the donuts and stuff like that. We'd see, everybody's always saying, let's pray for peace and this and that. In order for you to have peace, you have to be peaceful in yourself. And when you eat like the kind of diet, the standard American diet, you're not going to be peaceful in yourself. You're going to be violent. These kinds of food make people violent and angry.
Why is there
so much anger in this country? There's so much anger because of the diet. Our diets in this country are filled with chemicals and preservatives.
And it doesn't take that much to get off it, and you don't miss it after a while. You know, I used to drink diet sodas like they were going out of style, and now I just drink plain water, and you know what? It's fine. It tastes good. Diet sodas now taste like almost acidy when I try to drink a diet soda.
Right.
It's like drinking battery acid. So once you've gotten off all the nasty stuff, just give yourself, I think they say it takes 21 repetitions to make a pathway in your brain. Try it for 3 weeks.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's interesting because all the things that you said in there that you should try this, I'm going, oh, cool, I'm doing that. And I think I'm doing pretty well for an old bird with a terminal brain cancer.
Right.
So obviously it works.
Of course. But, you know, you were proactive and you did a lot of things to cure yourself, and you realized that the cause of illness is not just one-dimensional, but multidimensional, body, mind, and spirit.
Amen to that. And there's one thing that my listeners know, because we just put my father-in-law to rest last week. He had Alzheimer's, and now Alzheimer's is bad enough as it is, but you take a brilliant Navy fighter pilot, and then captain of a ship, and then you lock him into a body, and he couldn't move, he couldn't talk, he couldn't do anything. And this went on for years, this hideous Alzheimer's. And it seems like it's popping up more frequently, and people are getting it younger and younger, and that's frightening.
Right. I have a chapter on that in my book, and having gone through that myself with my mother, who started at age 82 and progressed, even though she was on all the recommended drugs, Nemandia, Aricept, she progressed very slowly, and it was a very unpleasant experience. I mean, I still have flashbacks of her deterioration.
Yeah.
And I think this is one of the reasons why I wrote my book, because of... in fact, I dedicated my book to my mother because of seeing this kind of thing. And two of my theories on Alzheimer's, and believe me, I'm not the only one who believes this in terms of causes. Number one is it's now called type 3 diabetes. So in other words...
I like that.
You've heard of
that,
haven't you?
Well, not until your book, but that's a...
Oh,
that's a
yeah. That's... So sugar is definitely implicated, and a lot of people, as they get older, have insulin resistance, which means that the insulin isn't carrying the sugar to the brain, which is the fuel for thinking. So how do you correct that? You can correct that by changing your diet, eating a whole foods diet, eating low glycemic foods, and taking appropriate supplementation. And the second major cause of Alzheimer's is heavy metal toxicity.
Ah, thank you.
As I mentioned in my, and you know, with the chemtrails that we have dropping aluminum on us all the time.
Well, that and it's in half the products we can use, and nobody reads the labels.
Yes, deodorants and a lot of cosmetics. And my mother had very high aluminum levels, and I suggested, chelation, and she wasn't open to it.
Oh, rats.
Yeah. So that's another thing that people could do is, number one, is have their blood tested for heavy metal toxicity, and there are ways of, you know, ameliorating that, taking that out. With supplements and diet, cilantro is one of them. You know, Mexican cooking, cilantro is very big. It's all in the south. Every meal is cilantro, and that's a really good thing.
Yeah, but you got to like it. I mean, my husband's one of those ones that think it tastes like soap. I love it.
Chlorella is another one.
Okay.
Chlorella, you know, the supplement.
Okay, we could do that, I think.
Yeah, C-H-L-O-R-E-L-L-A. Yeah.
So, what do you think is the biggest lie that those of us that are getting up in years are telling ourselves?
What do I think the biggest what is? Lie?
The biggest lie. Yeah, what are we telling?
Oh, the biggest lie we tell ourselves.
About
especially,
health.
Especially if we're retired is, I can finally relax and do what I like. I can sit home and watch soap operas. I can play cards all day. I can take a nap and sleep all day. And I can eat whatever I want. And
yeah, because you earned it, right?
Yeah, I've earned it, and I've put in all those years, and now I can enjoy myself. Well, let me tell you, if you want to be healthy and whole and active, you really can't afford to do that. You have to exercise, and walking is a great exercise. You have to still eat a healthy diet. And you have to participate in things that will keep you mentally alert.
That is so good because, you know, people, when they do retire from work, they say, well, I don't have anything to do. Yeah, there's church, there's volunteerism,
exactly.
There's the Boys and Girls exactly. Club. I mean, there's so many things that you can go. Gardening, just
right.
But
dancing is a big one. Believe it or not, dancing, because it coordinates the right and the left hand side of your brain.
Oh, I got to tell you, we have a senior center here in Mira Mesa, which is a suburb of San Diego. And I was president of the town council, and they invited me to this, and I thought, oh, gee, you know, old people. They had a dance. They danced me under the table. And these were seriously seniors.
Right, right.
I was totally embarrassed because this was a few years ago. So, they get out. This senior center that we happen to have is very active, and those people that go are, they're amazing.
Right.
They're just amazing.
Right. You have to keep yourself stimulated, learn another language. I mean, keep yourself mentally alert. If, you know, the whole saying, use it or lose it, and that's exactly what happens. If you don't use your brain, it's like a muscle. It's going to atrophy.
Well, and also it doesn't hurt to read these new books that have all of these new, what new, 5,000-year-old new treatments.
Right.
That you might not know about.
Right.
So I get Reader's Digest, and I read an article in there that said, this is interesting because everything I own is on Kindle except these lovely books that your publisher sent me. And then I read paperbacks. But it said that if you read a paperback a week, it increases your brain power by I don't remember what percent. And I read that to my husband. He said, you're kidding. I said, no, it's not a Kindle, not on the screen. You got to read a book.
Huh.
You know, with paper.
That's interesting.
And, yeah, I don't know how they found that out. But
I don't know myself.
I kind of like them because I can scribble all over them and make notes and things, and it's not that easy on a Kindle. And then you get the stupid UV rays in your face, so you have to wear UV-blocking glasses.
Wow.
Yeah, sometimes it's better to stick with the old-fashioned stuff, like
yeah.
Read a book. So we will be back in 30 seconds. We have a bunch of housekeeping and regular segments to do. And then we will wrap up more about how you can learn the miracle of regenerative medicine.
It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
How do you define work? Is it that mundane Monday through Friday place that seems to be sucking a third of your life out of you? Or have you made it a place of personal fulfillment, achievement, and purpose? If you are looking to make your work life the latter, tune in to Working on Purpose with Elise Cortez. There are all kinds of inspiring work-life stories told by people who have made work something to look forward to every day. Working on Purpose can be heard every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Empowerment.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody. And we're here with the Angel of Alternatives, Dr. Elisa Lotor. And we're going to do our angel and crystal card. And for those of you who have not listened before, where have you been? And those of you who have listened before, you're used to this. We pick a card from a tarot deck. Actually, the card picks us. And for this show, the card picked fluorite on the crystal side. And it says, fluorite, it's a beautiful stone. Have you been unable to focus on complex tasks? Gee, maybe Alzheimer's? Are you you are an intelligent being. You can lovingly accomplish whatever you put your mind to. Develop your inner genius. Educate yourself in areas you feel your knowledge may be lacking. And I'll tell you, this book is one of them. Okay, and on the other side, it is brought to you by the Angel of Intelligence. And these are your affirmations, and I usually say them three times because that's a magic number. I am an intelligent being with the ability to focus on complex tasks and figure them out. I enjoy researching and listening to new things. I am hungry to gain knowledge. I am smart enough to realize that I can always discover new information. So that's your card for the week, and it's a hint. Go get that book. And
that describes me perfectly.
I know it's a perfect card. I really am into all this spiritual stuff, and I think that some divine something pulls the card out for you, and it's just the perfect card. But in all this talk about the things that can decline in your life, no, let's rev it up. Let's go the other way. Read a new book. It's fascinating, and I think we said it during the break. Did I mention about Reader's Digest saying you read a book a month? Or a week? Yeah. Read a book. It's good for you. Now, the only thing that we didn't get to mention, then we got to do the other kind of housekeeping things, is that you mentioned China, Japan, the United States. What is it they all have in common?
What they all have in common is they all are predominantly before our infiltration, we're eating a whole foods diet and have a lot of much healthier populace than we do. They also are eating a diet that is time proven. They've been eating this diet for thousands and thousands of years.
And it's local, right?
What's interesting is that Japan is now actually approaching our levels of Alzheimer's, and I really attribute it to the radiation in the fish, because their diet is very fish and seaweed oriented, and there's a lot of radiation. I'm not sure if you're following this, but with the Fukushima breakdown, the deformities in the fish are phenomenal.
Yeah, and that's sad because I was raised in Japan, and that's my first language, is Japanese. So I just love sashimi and sushi, but it's kind of scary now going out and trying that because you don't know what's in that fish.
Exactly.
And that's sad.
So, I know. You have to bring a Geiger counter to the fish market.
That's pretty bad. So a couple other things we do every week, and sometimes you're so interesting, we just got to have you come back, especially if you're going to have another book, so we can talk about that. But because there's just so much to talk about, and I need to get onto something it's kind of related to what you do. We have a rant of the week, and then people send them to me, and if you win the rant of the month, here's what you get. It's what makes you so mad that you see red like Dr. Red does. Whatever it is, call it in, and we'll try to figure, my guest and I will try to figure it out. And the deal is, if you rant, you won't blow up. If you keep it in, you're going to blow up. You're going to blow out your arteries. You're going to blow out your brain. You're going to blow out something with all this energy, this pent-up energy. So send me a rant of the week, and if you win the rant of the month, and if you're in the area, I'll come actually put the wig on you. If not, I'll mail it to you. But you win a Dr. Red wig. Wow. And then you're a member of the Dr. Redhead Society, which is free to join anyway. And we just have fun. So what would you rant about if you were going to rant this week?
What I would like to rant about is the fact that there's so much misinformation about diets. In other words, right now, it's very popular. The vegan movement is very, very popular. And I have to say that I've seen people end up in the hospital with pernicious anemia.
I tried it. I tried it. My nails were breaking. My hair was falling out.
Yeah,
yuck.
Me too. And I stopped menstruating when I was on the macrobiotic diet. But I want to give you a perfect example. I have a friend in Minnesota who went to a nutritionist because she wanted to lose weight. So the nutritionist put her on a vegetarian diet, no animal protein except for dairy food and eating a lot of fruit. And she loved the diet because she lost 30 pounds. But her memory, one of the things that the nutritionist didn't take into consideration is that she's insulin resistant. So what it's doing is deteriorating her memory, and she's stepping into dementia. I noticed that. So just giving broad advice to people, a cookie-cutter approach to everybody's diet really doesn't work. That's why in my book, The Miracle of Regenerative Medicine, I talk about the traditional diet and what a traditional diet is. I don't say everybody should eat raw, everybody should eat paleo, everybody should eat cooked. Look at your tradition, where your DNA is, or where you come from, and where you're living. And you also have to eat for your condition and your constitution. Obviously, someone who has diabetes should not be eating a lot of fruit. And someone who has a very weak constitution should not be drinking juices and having everything raw. So everything has to be approached. If I had something to rant about, it's that there's so much misinformation, and people are just following because it's popular or because a celebrity is doing it. I had a patient years ago whose mother raised her to be a vegan because she was like in a cult and, you know, in California and, you know, in the 60s. And the woman was like 4 feet 5 inches, and she never forgave her mother. And then I had a patient who came to see me in Santa Barbara who was raising her children on vegans, on a vegan diet. Now, I'm not attacking a vegan diet because certain people, I'm sure, would do well on it, although no civilization in the history of mankind has ever been a vegan civilization. She wanted to know why her son wasn't growing, and her son was really, really small. He wasn't having enough protein.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have tried. We got 3 minutes, so we can't go. That's why I have to have you come back, because this is way too interesting. But yeah, I have tried probably every diet known to man, because I started as a model. I was very thin, went up to almost 300 pounds, and I'm 5'2".
Wow.
And that was from all the drugs and the steroids.
Of course.
Now I'm back down to about 117, which is cool.
Right.
But I must have tried 300 kinds of diets. It's ridiculous. You have to find one that you can live with. And I've kept this off now since the year 2000. So I pretty much stay in the 2 to 3 pound fluctuation. And I like that.
Fabulous.
So, like I said, there's so much interesting stuff. We didn't even get to poor Mary Military Month. If you want to know what Mary Military Month is, it's going to be a month of celebrating our military. And we're going to do it in November, which is where Veterans Day is, and it leads into Thanksgiving, which leads into Christmas. So it's just a good time to love the military. But I have a whole 2 sheets on my Facebook page about it. So go there, read about it, and join us. There are military all over the world. That's why I do this show. This is to benefit and empower our men and women who have been in uniform and are still in uniform. Help them help themselves to be healthy, because sometimes the government's not going to do it for you. So, in closing, in this last minute, I got to remind you guys, we talked about raving, we talked about eating a good diet, we talked about all of these things, everything in moderation, you guys. Remember, if there's anything that you can take away from this show, it's okay to flip your wig. It is not okay to lose your mind.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Dr. Red Says. Please join Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red, again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. In the next week, laugh in the face of adversity and move forward.